Right now, we're trying to do a statewide tour and hit all 64 counties in Colorado and ask people if they are open to a scientist stepping into the policy realm. I'm particularly interested in creating smart, modern policy that works for people of all backgrounds. And so I grew up in a small, rural, mountain community, and I've now gone on to live in more urban, population-dense centers. And the way of life is very different. And I think we have the technology and the data available to understand how to best implement for both types of centers and all types of backgrounds. And I'd like to see us start moving forward in that sense. And certainly right now we're seeing a lack of science and reason in Congress, particularly at this time and in the administration to date. And it's something that a lot of scientists all over the country are stepping up, and I am one of them.
It must be very discouraging to see some of the appointments that have been made to science roles under the Trump administration.
It is incredibly discouraging, but it's also something that's spurring a lot of interest across the country. Certainly I'm here talking with you today, and it's something that a lot of us are really now engaged in stepping up and wanting to make sure our voices are heard at the table as well. We have a skill set that is unique in problem solving, and we, by training, solve complex problems using the best available information. So what better way to apply that than to policy that can not only attack the issues of today, but address the issues of tomorrow?
I certainly don't know. I don't know if our listeners know. Is there a dearth of science or scientists in Congress?
Well, I believe there is one person in the Senate who identifies as a scientist, to my knowledge. I think there is one person out of the hundreds, so I would say yes. We certainly need a lot more. We actually, I believe we have one of the highest concentrations of lawyers to date that we've had in history. And I'm not knocking lawyers. We definitely need lawyers in lawmaking, but we also need other types of skill sets. And so when we talk about diversity, I'd like to see skill set as one of those things that we talk about.
Why do we need more scientists?
We literally are trained for many, many years, often a decade or more, how to solve complex, complicated network systems problems. And so what better skill set to apply to something like policy, where you're trying to address laws that need to affect over 300 million people in America? What better skill set to apply and pair with lawyers and people of business to help integrate ideas and move us forward? When we talk about things like healthcare, I want to make sure that all Coloradans, and I've worked in healthcare space, I do research, I've worked with patients for years. I want to make sure that nobody comes to me with their child and says, my child has been denied this test, we can't afford this test. I want quality, affordable health insurance for every Coloradan and every American. These are the sorts of things that we need to start working on and come up with creative ways with the best minds at the table to make it happen.
You know, Trish, some people would say, it's a thankless job. Why do you want to do this?
You know, my father actually held a local elected office for about 18 years. And so I think I took away some of the value that my dad had, which was that it's just about being a good citizen and giving back to community. And that's genuinely how he saw it. It doesn't matter where you're from necessarily regionally. The issues that hit home are still there.
What would you like your voice to bring to the political scene there?
Certainly, I'd like to think that the voice that I bring would not necessarily be just mine. It would actually be the voice of as many Coloradans as we can possibly find, right? Who can get on board with the message of looking forward and creating policy for tomorrow. And a voice of reason, a voice of empathy, because I think we're missing a lot of empathy in today's political world and our business leaders. And hopefully the voice of the next generation. I think one of the things we need to do is start looking forward and be willing to let the next generation step up.